Hello and welcome to Free and Cheap NYC.
Woohoo!
We are Angela Church.
And Mayan Schneider.
And we'll be here once a week recommending quality, free, and cheap things to do in and around our amazing city. Here are some free and cheap suggestions for the week beginning Friday, August 2nd.
Film. This week, we have several options for you guys to choose from. One is our old standby, Monday, August 5th. Norma Rae is showing at sunset at Bryant Park, and I'm planning to go, so hopefully that'll be terrific. And giving Lower Manhattan some love, Front Row Cinema at South Street Seaport, the intersection of Front and Fulton Street, is showing movies this summer as well. Grab a lounge chair and settle in for an 8 p.m. movie. On Saturday, August 3rd, they're showing The Muppets.
Which one?
The first one, The Muppets.
Because The Muppets Take Manhattan changed my life.
The Muppets Take Manhattan changed Angela's
life. I'm sorry. Yeah,
see the prequel.
Coming to New York to be in a Broadway show and ending up in an ad agency with amnesia. That's just too much. Okay.
There you go.
There you are.
Okay, so come to The Muppets to see your life unravel in front of your eyes. And after that, to make you feel better, on Wednesday, August 7th, the South Street Seaport Front Row Cinema is showing Young Frankenstein.
Oh, good one, Mel Brooks. Yes.
There you go.
One of the best.
There you go. Also, I want to point out at this point that South Street Seaport is another place to get TKTS tickets if you don't want to stand in line at Times Square. And Tompkins Square Park in the East Village has local up-and-coming bands take the stage a half hour before films start. This Thursday, August 8th, at 8:30, you can watch Chico and Rita, which is an animated Cuban film following two lovers around the world. It is preceded by the Rebecca Vallejo Trio, and there are free churros to be had as well. So you've got music, movies, and free food.
And cheap date, guys, I'm just saying.
Cheap date.
Seriously, don't make a habit of it, but it's a cheap date.
Yeah.
Okay. So for art this week, I have found two really fantastic venues. One is in Queens.
All right, go Queens!
The Socrates Sculpture Park, which was once an abandoned landfill, which is kind of interesting. But in the 1980s, it was turned into an open studio and exhibition space for artists. And right now, in collaboration with the Independent Curators International, they are doing a presentation called Do It Outside.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's that. But it's an exhibition that has been accumulated over the last 20 years and has been presented at 50 venues worldwide. So check it out. It's
very
exciting.
Great park. I've seen the park, but not the Do It Outside. So we definitely need to go back there to check that out.
And also in Staten Island at Snug Harbor Cultural Center and Botanical Garden.
Yay!
Which is beautiful.
Which is beautiful.
Really is. Really is. I wanted to focus on the Connie Gretz Secret Garden, which was dedicated in memory of Connie Gretz. And outside is a maze concealing the secret garden, providing children with an exciting and challenging adventure.
Yes.
But it should be noted that the Gretz family wanted to teach children and remind adults, according to the website, that, quote, although life's path is never straight, we should look for the magic and joy in each step of the journey. For it is only through life's journey that we find peace and beauty of our own secret garden. So that is in Staten Island.
I love that. That
I know.
That is your beautiful
That's
moment
quite
for
beautiful,
the day.
Right? In Staten Island. So just
like
take
it.
The ferry, which there is free.
Which
so.
Is free. Bonus free chocolate.
Chocolate?
Chocolate. Nice. Go to Godiva.com and become a member to get a free truffle once a month. Yay, free chocolate.
Free chocolates for you.
Yes. For these activities and many more, go to WBAI.org and click on Free and Cheap NYC. Catch us again next week. This has been Mayan
and Angela
on Free and Cheap NYC.